Reg Mogilski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. Since it's Tuesday, we welcome in Dr. William Miller from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning, Dr. Miller. As always, thank you for joining us, and I guess it's all about vaccinations today.
Good morning. I'm here with Judy Leach, our site administrator this morning, and I just wanted to touch on a few things regarding vaccination before turning it over to Judy. So first of all, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is still on hold in the United States while the FDA and CDC investigate the link between that vaccine and the very rare development of these blood clots in the brain, which are extremely unusual in the general public. I do want to underscore a few things about that. First, that seems to be related to the Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca vaccines. Those are very different technologies from the Pfizer and Moderna. The Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which have been what most people have received here in the county, are a totally different technology and have not had any problems with these blood clots. Over 180 million doses of those two vaccines have been given worldwide without any significant complications noted so far. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine probably will start being used again in the United States because even though there were these six young women who had this complication, that is an extremely low complication rate out of the 7 million vaccines that were given. And so there will be a risk versus benefit analysis being done by the FDA and CDC, but probably it will be concluded that the benefit of vaccinating people outweighs that very, very small risk. Another update for you is that here on the coast, we continue to have enough vaccines through both Mendocino Coast Clinics and our program here at Adventist Health. We have enough vaccines to continue to give second doses, but in the near future, it remains limited in terms of first doses of the Moderna or Pfizer. And that remains a week-to-week thing. We don't know from one week to the next whether we will be allocated any more doses so that we can get back on track with giving people first doses. And just to remember that that has to do with the way the vaccines are being redistributed throughout the state of California, preferentially being sent to areas that are deemed higher risk and to populations that are deemed higher risk. And I think that actually makes a lot of sense. We continue to be very fortunate, knock on wood, out here on the coast throughout this pandemic over the year where we have not been deluged with cases like some parts of the state. So that does make sense. And last, I'll just mention that there's a lot of discussion about possibly using documentation of being fully vaccinated as a means of trying to open up some of our economy, and in particular, large gatherings and travel. So a so-called vaccination passport is being discussed, and I'm going to delve into that in more detail in this week's Miller Report. So if anyone is interested, that's what this week's topic will be.
All right.
Any questions about vaccines before I turn it over to Judy?
No, that just really hit the point. So let's move on to Judy.
Thank you. I think the point Dr. Miller is making about vaccines certainly ties in very nicely into community well-being. And Adventist Health is on that journey. You know, our role in Mendocino County is not simply to take care of the acute ill. It is to help create longer, healthier lives. And so this is that journey of helping people live longer, better. It is part of what we're doing with an organization known as Blue Zones. And so we'd like to invite the community to be part of this conversation about Blue Zone projects in Mendocino County. It's a community well-being initiative. It's designed to unite our work sites, our grocery stores, our restaurants, our schools, our cities, just our residents. It's really about that journey of living long or living better. So I want to invite our listeners today to join us on May 3 at 4 o'clock to hear a national speaker, Nick Buettner, share the history of Blue Zones and how the research of the world's longest living cultures are creating a blueprint across North America. We're looking forward to bringing that to Mendocino County. And so here's how you do it. It's pretty simple. Just go online to go.bluezonesproject.com/Mendocino County. Again, that's go.bluezonesproject.com/Mendocino County. You'll learn more about this event on May 3 at 4 o'clock, and please RSVP. All the events are virtual. Looking forward to having our listeners be part of this Blue Zone conversation.
All right, Judy, and as we always say, that you can go to the KOZT website later to hear a podcast of these programs. So for those of you who didn't have a pen or a pencil in front of you to write down the number. Also, I'm told this is already on the coastline. So that information is on the coastline right now. Thanks to you both for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report today. Rogalski here from the coast.